Okay, ready? All right. Even though I can be smart, talented, established, doing everything right, bad things still happen. Shocking things, unexpected things. That is the truth of human life. And they say, it's all a reflection of a belief, of a consciousness, which kind of pisses me off. Because nobody would pick what I experienced. Nobody would pick injury, physical pain. And I want to let that go. And I want to be open to the possibility that I am just this stream of consciousness. And I'm not going to understand. And I'm not going to make sense. And there may not be an epiphany. Or even a great lesson. I might not even get a good story out of this one. And I want to know peace. Empowerment. Anyway. Now I get to find out who I am. In this. Now I get to find out who I am. In this new chapter. And now I know something I never wanted to know. Working out with a trainer. Using the bars. I can get hurt. That doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good at all. Didn't get hurt before. If I can get hurt right then, why would I ever feel safe? These human bodies, sometimes they work so miraculously. And sometimes they trip, they fall, they slip, they get bumped, they get hit, they get jolted, they break down, they get sick. These bodies. I don't really understand these bodies. I wasn't trying out for gymnastics. I wasn't trying to do anything radical. Crazy things happen on earth. I don't need to figure it out. I could be okay creating from here. I can't be okay. I need to understand it. I want an explanation. I want to use it for something good. Sometimes I don't get to know. I don't really get to know. The only thing I can know is who I choose to be after the unexpected, after the inconvenient, after the frightening, unfair, painful circumstance. And it can be anything. My body. Money. A friend. A stranger. It's not really safe on earth. It's not safe here at all. That's why fear can exist so easily. It's not a safe planet. I want to feel safe anyway. I want to feel safe in a fragile human body. Anyway. I want to feel safe. I want to feel safe. Even with injury. Even with shock. I want to feel safe. I'm not really that safe. But I prefer feeling safe. It's my feelings. It's my thoughts. I want to choose safe. I want to choose gratitude. I want to resonate with gratitude and feeling safe. So I am not a magnet for more of what I don't like. And I don't get to pick all of it. I don't get to one up the divine plan, whatever the heck that is. I don't get to know what my soul is exploring, what tragedy lays ahead. Or bump. Bump in the road. Bump in the body. I don't get to know all of it. I want to choose safety and peace anyway. It's not a safe planet. At the end of my life, I would have known great turmoil, great fear, A lot of physical pain.
A lot of
emotional torture.
And I will also know the contrast.
Today,
I remind myself
that the only choice I have
is in this one present moment.
And whenever I feel
the negative,
I want to remember
I can choose
a better thought,
a better perspective.
Not to really change anything,
but to get really
skilled
at being the one,
controlling what I can control,
which is so little,
so tiny,
just how I feel.
I want to be the one
in charge of how I
feel,
even if my body's hurt,
even if I'm facing death,
even if I'm facing
success.
I want to be the one
who develops mastery
in one lifetime
of my feelings.
And I want to start with peace.
And I want to add in curiosity.
And I want to play in courage.
And I want to think all of it
is delightful
and a privilege
and an exciting adventure.
I give myself permission
to literally
in every second of the day,
choose me.
Okay, big breath.